mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning we focus our attention on our gospel reading from Matthew 11, where we answer the question that John sent his messengers to ask, "Are you the one who is to come?" You may be seated. I'm sure you're all probably just a little bit like me in that you've probably spent way too much time in your lives searching for things in your house that you are absolutely certain that you know exactly where they are and exactly where you last saw them. And somehow they're no longer there. Some of you don't have as many excuses as I do, though. I've got lots of little hands that move things around and about in my house. But we all search for things, don't we? And it's irritating. And I would even say, at times, it's absolutely infuriating when something that you need is lost. And it always happens at the most inconvenient times, doesn't it? Keys that are lost when you need to get out of there right away in the car. Hat lost when the wind chill is negative 20. Wallet lost when you just need to go out to the store to pick something up. What I absolutely love, though, is that when you commiserate with other people about all the things that you've lost, someone will inevitably say something like this. They'll say, "It's always in the last place that you look." I should hope so. I would hope that you wouldn't find something that you were looking for, and then after you found it, keep on looking in other places, right? It better be in the last place that you looked. Once you found it, stop looking. And if you were to sum up the gospel reading for today, it really comes down to the answer to that question that the messengers of John the Baptist ask. It's the question that they ask of Jesus. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? And without saying it so bluntly, Jesus' answer to that question is simply, stop looking. I'm the one who is to come. Unfortunately, though, our nature is always to be looking for something more, something bigger, something better. So our tendency is to not be satisfied with what we have, but to want to keep looking, thinking that there must be something else out there. And at times we keep looking because we're unsure of what we've already seen. Our eyes or our ears, or maybe some of our other senses even, play tricks on us, don't they? We see things that aren't really there. Maybe we hear things that aren't actually making noises, and then our mind goes ahead and it fills in the blanks, trying to make sense of the world that's around us. We look up to the sky, and instead of fluffy clouds, what we see is an imagined animal, or a face, or some other familiar object. Do you know what that's called? It's a phenomenon that's called pareidolia. And what happens is that our brains are wired to recognize patterns and familiar forms. Even if they come to us in random stimuli like clouds or something off in the distance. But then we remember that, in fact, there are no fluffy white rabbits up there in the clouds, right? Or we try to make sense of a magician's illusion and we just can't figure it out. That's another thing that's really frustrating to me. So we rub our eyes, right? And we try to clear all the rest of our senses, and we wonder just what it is that we've just seen. And I imagine that it had to have been that way for many of the people who saw Jesus and what he did in his life and his ministry. Maybe they got together with their friends the next day, and they must have wondered whether that man that had been healed of blindness the day before, maybe he was just a plant that was out there in the audience. Or whether Jesus maybe had a stash of bread and fish somewhere behind a rock back there that nobody noticed, and he just pulled it out and was able to feed those 5,000 people. Was it just a trick? It's those kind of thoughts that lead to the questioning of faith. It's that reluctance to believe our own eyes and our own ears that causes us to keep looking. Because maybe all of this is just a mirage. But it's not. It wasn't for those who saw Jesus perform all of those miracles. And it's not for us who receive his gifts regularly either. It's all real. And it's all incredible. So stop looking. Your eyes and your ears are not deceiving you. God's love is real. His gifts are real. And they're all for you. Sometimes the reason that we keep on looking is because we're not satisfied with what we've received. This human shortcoming goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And it's the fundamental reason that many people begin to lose their faith. Remember that Adam and Eve lived in the perfection of creation that was made especially for them to enjoy in God's presence. But even that didn't seem like enough for them. They wanted the one thing that they were told that they couldn't have. Because they weren't satisfied with what God had given to them. And neither are we much of the time. We have a house, but we want a bigger one. Our bank account is growing, but we want it to increase faster. We tend to grumble like the Israelites in the wilderness, whose breakfast and their lunch and their dinner was deposited outside their front door each and every day, and they still longed to be sitting around those meat pots back in Egypt where they had lived in slavery. And it's not just the material things that we're not satisfied with either. God freely offers forgiveness of sins, and how often do we take that for granted? He places his very body and blood on the altar for us to partake of its nourishment and strengthening, and then we act as if it's no big deal. Like there's something better out there somewhere that we could be receiving. It might not feel to us like we're looking for something else, but every time that we forsake his gifts, we're showing with our actions that we're not entirely satisfied with the gifts that we've been given. And then there are also times where we keep looking because we're afraid of missing out. Now, I'm not up with all of the lingo, but I have figured out what FOMO is. Fear of missing out. It took me a little while to figure that one out. But fear of missing out is why we doom scroll on social media, right? Those of you who have that phone that's in your hand all the time, you know what that is. Because that next post that's down there below the line might be the one that you just miss. And if you miss it, it might be the one that would change your life, right? And so you just have to keep going for fear of missing out. It's why we go out on a particular night when we'd really rather stay in, because we might miss that experience that we'll never get to relive again. It's the fear of missing out. And FOMO can play a role in our spiritual life as well. This is good here, right? But what if there's more? It's what causes people to seek out teaching that's outside of what the Bible tells us. And the thinking is this: well, this stuff here in the Bible is pretty good, but it doesn't address everything. So let's try to figure it out on our own. Which leads to false teachers who claim to have some knowledge that's been delivered to them and to them alone. When what God says to us is that He's given us everything that we need for this life. Stop looking outside the means of what God has given to you. He's already delivered the goods, and they're wonderful. I'm not going to weigh in on the debate as to whether John the Baptist had doubts about who Jesus was when he sent out those messengers to ask Jesus that question: are you the Christ, or should we look for another? There are very good scholars on both sides of that debate. What I will say is that that question that was asked by those messengers accomplished its intended result. It got Jesus to acknowledge with his own mouth that the things people were seeing him do were the direct fulfillment of all the prophecies that had been told about the Messiah. Go and tell John what you hear and see, is how Jesus begins his response to those messengers. It's what the message that he wants to send back to John. Not what you thought you might have seen. Not what you're unsure of. But what's plain, what's sure, what's true. And not only what's verified by your own sight and your hearing, but also the reality of what's been done for all these people who can attest to all of the miracles that have been performed. Go and tell John what you hear and see. What have you heard? What have you seen? Has God spoken to you through His Word? Have you heard His forgiveness proclaimed? Have you seen God's love manifested in the work of your fellow Christians? In your own work? If so, then stop looking. You've found the one who has already come. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up. Those who have received all of those gifts that Jesus just listed there, they would never say that they weren't satisfied with what they received. They would never spend their time looking for something else. And how much more have you received? Knowing that in faith you too will be raised from the dead because of what your Savior has done for you. Because of His atoning sacrifice. So stop looking. You found the one who has already come. And when you find yourself entrenched in that fear of missing out, remember that there's no greater message and there's no better gifts than the ones that you have already received. Just as John's followers sought out the truth in exactly that place where it was to be found, you too can do the same. By desiring the pure gospel, by receiving the Lord's gifts. So stop looking and follow the one who has already come. And if you follow him, there will be no fear of missing out when he returns in all of his glory. For some, that is going to be a fearful day. But for those who have faith, there is no fear in Christ's return. Only promise. The promise of resurrection. The promise of reunion with those who have gone before us. And the promise of restoration to the perfection of creation that God intended for his people all along. That perfection that he intends for you. So stop looking. Your king has come. But do keep watch, because he will come again. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.